Welcome to People in America in VOA Special English. Today, Rich Kleinfeld and Sarah Long tell about the life and work of one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century, Leonard Bernstein. This music was written by Leonard Bernstein. He composed it for the opening of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. in 1971.
Leonard Bernstein lived from 1918 until 1990. During his 72 years, he was one of America's most hard-working musicians. He was a composer, conductor, pianist, and teacher. He wrote both serious classical music and light popular music. He was musical director of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra for more than 10 years. He often played the piano while leading an orchestra at the same time. He taught many other musicians. And he appeared on television programs and wrote books to help people, especially children, learn about music.
Leonard Bernstein was born in Lawrence, Massachusetts, on August 25, 1918. His parents were Jews from Russia. They met and married in the United States. Leonard demonstrated early in life that he had special abilities in music. His father, however, did not believe his son could support himself as a musician. The older Bernstein continually advised against it. Luckily, his son rejected this advice. Leonard studied music at Harvard University and the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He spent summers at a famous music center in Massachusetts called Tanglewood. There, he studied conducting with two major musicians of our time, Serge Koussevitzky and Fritz Reiner. Later, Leonard Bernstein would return to Tanglewood to teach almost every summer of his life.
In 1943, Leonard Bernstein became assistant conductor of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. In November of that year, New York Philharmonic conductor Bruno Walter became sick and could not conduct an important concert. Mr. Bernstein was called to lead the orchestra very soon before the event. He had little time to prepare. Still, he did so well that the New York Times newspaper published a story praising his effort. The story appeared on the front page the day after the concert. After that, Leonard Bernstein was invited to conduct concerts of almost every major American orchestra. In 1958, he became musical director of the New York Philharmonic. He was the first American to hold that position. Critics said the well-known orchestra became even better under his leadership. He was the main conductor of the Philharmonic until he resigned in 1967.
Leonard Bernstein became involved in many more projects after leaving the New York Philharmonic. People said he was like a powerful ocean storm. He seemed to live his whole life in a hurry. Mr. Bernstein traveled around the world to act as guest conductor of many orchestras. He wrote music and taught music. At home, he and his wife, Chilean actress Felicia Montalegre, were raising their three children. Their home was a gathering place for some of the most influential artists, musicians, and writers in the United States.
As the years passed, Leonard Bernstein's many musical skills made him known around the world. He won high praise as a pianist. Listen now as he plays Piano Sonata by his friend Aaron Copland.
Critics say Bernstein wrote some of his best work in his early years. He wrote Symphony No. 2, The Age of Anxiety, in 1949, when he was about 30. Musical experts say the piece captures the sounds of America.
Was among several large works Leonard Bernstein wrote for symphony orchestras over the years. He composed several symphonies that demonstrate his deep interest in his Jewish religion. Mr. Bernstein wrote other major classical works through the years for a large group of singers and an orchestra. He also composed operas and ballet music. Many people think these classical works are not as great as some of his musical plays for Broadway, such as On the Town, Wonderful Town, and Candide. Some music critics say Candide is the best music Leonard Bernstein ever wrote.
The musical West Side Story is considered Leonard Bernstein's most famous work. It opened on Broadway in New York City in 1957. It is still being performed all over the world. The show tells a story similar to Romeo and Juliet, the famous play by William Shakespeare. Stephen Sondheim wrote the words to the Bernstein music. West Side Story guaranteed Leonard Bernstein a special place in American musical theater. Here, tenor Larry Kurt sings Maria, one of the most beautiful songs from West Side Story.
Just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a song can be. Almost like praying, Maria, I'll never stop saying, Maria. Maria.
Leonard Bernstein worked for 3 years on Mass, a theater piece for singers, players, and dancers, to be performed at the Kennedy Center opening. 200 people are in this huge work. Its name comes from the religious service of the Roman Catholic Church. The story tells of a young man who loses his belief in God. Mass is the closest Mr. Bernstein ever came to joining the styles of Broadway and classical music. It contains rock music, blues music, and religious music.
Throughout his life, Leonard Bernstein was involved with social issues as well as music. He supported the civil rights movement and opposed the Vietnam War. He conducted concerts to raise money for AIDS research. In his later years, he wanted to write something that he knew would be remembered always. But he was in poor health. Still, he kept composing, directing, and speaking. He gave his last performance in August 1990 at Tanglewood. Less than 2 months later, he died in his New York home. He will be remembered always for his many musical gifts to the world.
This special English program was written by Jerry Watson. It was produced by Paul Thompson. The announcers were Rich Kleinfeld and Sarah Long. I'm Barbara Klein. Listen again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.